possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up, we got to go eavesdropping on the enemy. What are they saying out in Kansas City about this game coming up on Sunday, Eagles and Chiefs? We have a big Thursday night football game tonight. The first one on Amazon Prime this year, the Commanders and Packers. We'll discuss who it's better for the Eagles to win that game.
That's in Green Bay, right?
That is in Green Bay, yes. It's a big one. It's a big early season matchup between two good NFC teams that could challenge Eagles. Right, we'll get to all that coming up, and we will give away a pair of tickets today to go see Mike Tyson, Return of the Mike, coming to Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, AC, January 23rd, 2026. We got a pair of tickets, so we're giving away a pair each day. And then the five winners, the one winner each day, one of those five tomorrow will win a stay at the Hard Rock that night, the night of the show. So it's a great week of prizes, great prize coming up. Tickets go on sale, Ticketmaster.com, tomorrow at 10 a.m. We got that pair for you today coming up, so stay tuned. I'll tell you how you can win those tickets today. But, Hugh, we mentioned, we'll get back to all your calls on the Phillies and whether you feel this is a different team entering October, and it just feels different to me than years past. You know, doubting Douglas over here, not quite with me. Mm. But let's get to something that we talked about with Rhea there, and Elliot was on with us yesterday. He was also on the afternoon show earlier this week. Listen to how Elliot Shore Parks framed Eagles-Chiefs on Sunday and what's acceptable and what's not.
You said a loss on Sunday is an acceptable loss.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
It's absolutely acceptable. The Eagles going into this game, if they lose to Kansas City 24-21, it's a close game. They're playing a Chiefs team that is desperate for a win, that never loses their home opener, that Mahomes has like lost back-to-back games like three or four times in his career. He's never lost three straight games. Everything is stacked against them. So you can go in there, and if you lose a competitive game, that's fine.
Everything is stacked against them, aside from having by far the more talented roster.
Yeah, but that does not always matter, especially early in the year. Like, it is a situational thing, right? Like, the Chiefs have the better situation here because they need it. They're at home. It's the home opener. For what it's worth, they still do have Mahomes and Andy, so it's not like they're devoid of talent. They have Trent McDuffie, Christian. Like, they have good players.
They don't have any receivers.
And they just got skewered by
Justin Herbert. That makes it harder. The fact that they're coming off a loss is what makes me feel this way. I think winning that game on Sunday would be so incredibly impressive. And it's a perfectly acceptable loss. If they go there and they lose, I'm not going to come out of there and be like, this team's soft. The Jalen can't win a big game. They can't beat the Chiefs. Like, none of those things are true.
All right, let's unpack what he said. At the end, I do agree with that part. Like, if they lose, we're not going to come on here and say Jalen can't win a big game. It's week two of the season, and they're on the road against a good team. I give them all that.
It's the beginning.
Well, it's the beginning, and the acceptable loss. Here's the reality of Sunday. They're favored. All those things Elliott said is true are true, right? They're on the road. It's KC. KC really starts 0-2. Mahomes, Reed, IR. The Eagles are the favorite in the game. The Chiefs have both their top two receivers down. And let's not forget, they're coming back from Brazil. Last year, the Eagles came back from Brazil and sleptwalked through a Monday night game against the Atlanta Falcons. We don't know quite what that does to teams. That's a very long trip. Mm-hmm. The Eagles also have extra rest than the Chiefs. Chiefs played Friday in Brazil. Eagles played the Thursday game. I mean, what are we talking about here? The Eagles are favored in the game. I'm not like, I can't go into any game they're favored and say it's acceptable to lose. If they were underdogs, then it's like, all right, they're not technically supposed to win. Maybe they can. They're favored in the game.
Want me to fix it for you?
Okay.
Well, because I think what Elliot's saying is this. Kansas is going to be tough to play at home.
Sure.
Because they're coming off of L.
Sure.
Even though they have their receivers hurt, Patrick Mahomes is still there. Travis, you know, is still – he's still – what does Kyle call him? A part-time player or something, podcast or something?
Oh, he's
transitioning. He's transitioning to a podcast.
Yeah, Kelsey's transitioning from football player to podcaster.
He can still play. Yeah. I think that they're going to be formidable. I think that playing them at home makes it tough. And them going 0-2, I can't see that. So if you're going to lose a game in the next couple weeks, this is the one that you want to drop because you have the Rams coming into town next week.
I can't believe we have Elliot Shore Douglas in the studio.
I'm not saying I didn't say it was acceptable.
But you're laying the groundwork.
No, I'm giving you my reasons why it doesn't go our way. No, I'm not. I'm trying to fix what Elliot's saying. Because Elliot, when he says, hey, it's okay to lose. In my mind, you're saying it's okay to go down there and lay a big old stinky turd.
Yeah.
That's not the case. That's going to be a tough place to play because their back is against the wall. You know, you talk about must-win situations. Mm. That feels like that to me because they don't want to be 0-2.
Sure, no one wants to be 0-2. Bad teams go 0-2, or mediocre teams can fall to someone.
And to be fair, Andy has gone. He started the season off rough. I think it was 1 year he started the season off rough here. When the link just opened, wasn't it? Was it 0-2?
It was. 0-3.
Yeah.
When you were vacationing in Jacksonville.
Yeah, I was chilling.
You left them high and dry, yeah.
And they made it to the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
So it's not a death knell, but it's one of those things where you want to try to get everything going and clicking on all the right cylinders.
So I don't disagree with a lot of what you said. I do think you are kind of greasing the skids for a loss. That's what I felt. You and Elliot are already greasing the skids.
No
pre-game
skid.
On Sunday is going to be
greasy skids.
I'm going to have to get through that one. As you two kind of try to tell me for 2 hours, they're going to lose the game. They're favored. Everyone knows all those things. Like, everyone knows you don't want to start 0-2. Everyone knows the Chiefs are good at home. Everyone knows Andy Mahomes. They're underdogs
Arrowhead
in the game.
A loud place to play, too.
Sure, man. And guess what? They've lost games there before.
Oh, no, no doubt.
Yeah,
no
I mean, I just... There's going to be games where the Eagles have a lot of injuries, right? That happens every year. Last year, they went down to Tampa, and they didn't have AJ, they didn't have Devontae, they didn't have Lane. Like, those are the kind of games that you feel like, all right, we're probably in a bad spot this week. The Eagles are, other than Goddard, mostly healthy right now. They have their receivers. They have obviously their quarterback. They have their offensive line.
We've recklessly speculated about the health of the receiver, though.
Okay, but he's not on the injury report. So either the Eagles are lying about it or he's just not the same. I don't know. We'll find out.
Fair enough.
But this acceptable thing, I know we took the pledge yesterday, but I will point out a fact. We watched these teams the franchises face off with a lot of the same players just last year at the end of the season. And they smacked him. I mean, I'm not saying they're going to smack him again. I think this will be a very tight game on Sunday. But matchup-wise, how can I say it's acceptable? After the last time I watched him play, it was a blowout. I can't get to the acceptable part.
I'm not there either. I don't see... I could be proven wrong about this, but I don't think the Chiefs are the Chiefs of the last few seasons.
I agree.
And I think that loss to the Chargers sort of... I think that was... signifying of a different era.
You mean like this
for the Mahomes
and
Reed thing? Like, that's a game they don't usually lose.
Mm-hmm.
And they did. And like, there's no scenario where I think I come out of that game being like, wow, like, that was just really tough. Like, the Chiefs just overwhelmed us. Like, they're that much better than us. Like, they're not. I look at the talent across the board on that team and I'm like, that's not an impressive football team. It just isn't. Like, now, could I find something out about the Eagles on Sunday? Like, maybe they're not as good as I thought they might have been going into the season. I don't know what the Eagles truly are this year. But I think I have a pretty good idea that the Chiefs are not like the back-to-back, the dynasty Kansas City Chiefs that they once were. So it kind of comes down to that for me, is that I'm not that impressed with the Chiefs to the point where I'm like, wow, like, I don't see any way. Like, because I think where Elliott's coming from is like the Chiefs, I think he's basing it off the fact that they're still that team.
History.
Like, yeah. That this Chiefs team that we've come to know wouldn't allow themselves to lose back-to-back in that spot. I'm not there.
See, I think what Elliot does, when he says some of the stuff he says, he opens it up so we can all speculate where he's coming from. I mean, because when you look at the standings in the division, it's not going to hurt us to lose to the Chiefs. It'll hurt us more to lose to the Rams.
Well, in terms of seeding
yeah, and all that other stuff. Yeah. So I think that's what he's saying.
I guess I'm moving away from the standings here, and I'm more thinking about, like, what am I going to think about the Eagles if they lose that game?
Well, that's kind of where I'm at with it, because,
like, I think I'd be pretty dejected about who we are if we go and lose that game.
This is a better defense, and I don't see them allowing Jalen to run all over the schoolyard. I think that they're going to come with the same game plan that they came with before. They're going to try to stifle the run and force him to throw the football. Now, that's a different game. I think Jalen will be ready for that. And you talk about the last time that he played his team, how much success he had. But I think that's how they're going to attack Jalen.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
They probably will, but I agree with Kyle on this, that I don't remember the Patriots. They had their first run with Brady, and then like 2008, 2009, 2010 happened. And they were still good, and they made the playoffs. They didn't make it an 8 because Brady got hurt, but they made it a 9-10. But they really weren't a Super Bowl team. They weren't great anymore. Mm-hmm. And then they figured it out a couple years later and started going back and winning them again at the second half of Brady's career. I think we're there with the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs are in that. They're still good. They're still formidable. That's still, I know it's Kansas City an hour ahead, but that era with the Patriots in the middle there with Brady, they lost games to teams that were better than them.
I just don't think it's an impossible spot for the Eagles.
No, it's not. Again, and that's why they're favored.
Right.
If this was the Chiefs of old, there's no way the Eagles are favored
right,
in
Kansas City.
There's no way.
Yeah,
it doesn't happen.
Come on, Douglas.
Yeah, I know. This is.
No, I didn't say it. I don't think the Eagles are going to lose this game.
But you're saying it's okay.
No, I did not say
that. You're greasing the skids.
No, I'm not.
I don't know, man.
What do you like, Ben? Is it Hugh Shore Parks? Yeah. Or
I was trying to understand how
Elliot Shore Douglas?
Elliot Shore Douglas. I kind of like that.
Yeah,
but I was trying to understand how his mind works, because
that's impossible. It's beat a lie detector test.
Well, I think he's looking at the games, and he's looking at, say, okay, if you needed a respite in there, if there's a game you had to drop, it would be that one.
Something tells me you're secretly in that same mindset.
No, I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Well, you said that. You said you'd rather lose this one than the Rams game.
Well, then say Elliot's an idiot.
Out loud and mean it.
You guys are ridiculous. That's what I'm going to say.
We're trying to be the mature ones here.
No, you're not. This is ain't nothing mature about the conversation.
Joe and I, the voice of the Philadelphia fans,
no,
not acceptable.
This is not.
How can I accept a loss when just forget 1 second. Give me this. I know we took the pledge. I just watched them crush this team in the Super Bowl. Hey. How can I now accept a loss? The same team.
You guys are being ridiculous, first and foremost.
Wow.
Second of all, I'm not saying it's an acceptable loss, but Kansas City is going to come out, even though they have all these things going against them. They're going to come out with a pretty solid game plan.
Oh, and like, great. Maybe, good for them. I mean, I'm sure they are. They've
so
Andy Reid.
You know, and you would think Joe and I were the ones that played football.
No. Andy Reid's going to have a good game plan. Breaking news here, everyone.
I can't believe you guys.
What?
I just can't believe you. You know,
I'm not going to sit here and do the whole there's no such thing as an acceptable loss thing. I'm not feeling it this week, dude.
No, I was trying to get in Elliot's head. That's all I was doing.
Well, that's dangerous. That is a dangerous place.
Because a lot of times, I mean, you've seen him in here. He'll say things, and he'll say, I think you get more annoyed because when he says them, he says it with a straight face. And I think that he has workshopped his take. It's just the delivery that's bad.
Yeah, and listen, I don't like your delivery. I
know.
Think.
Well, because you should be.
You're removing yourself from the take, even though we know that that's how you
that's
feel.
That's not how I
feel. That's bothering me.
I find it interesting that he chose to word it the way that he did.
All right, let's ask everyone. 215-592-9494. Is this an acceptable loss for the Eagles on Sunday? It's very hard for me to go into a game where they're favored and say it's an acceptable loss. Like, all the things that Elliott threw out there, that Hugh threw out there, the people that set lines on games, they bake it all in. I mean, it's all baked in. Mm. Home field, all of it. The coaching staffs, the quarterbacks. And yet the Eagles are still first. I think Spike said it in that back and forth, or maybe it was Ike. All that's true. And yet the Eagles are still the more talented roster.
Yeah.
They have more good players.
And they look like they're going to get it going now, sooner than later.
Look, I'm not fully burying the Chiefs. At some point this year, they'll get Worthy back. They'll get Rashee Rice, who I think is their best receiver back. You know, if this game was in week 10, right, and maybe the Eagles' offensive or defensive line's banged up and the Chiefs have started a roll and they get Rashee Rice back, I mean, there's a world where the Chiefs start rolling at some point. I just think they're in for a tough start to their season. I think they're going to miss both these receivers extremely.
And you're catching them at the right
time.
Yes,
and our weakness right now is probably that second corner. Our biggest weakness, right, is Adoree Jackson.
Yeah, and you don't really have anybody, allegedly, that's a threat to him.
I mean, it's Hollywood Brown and Tyquan Thornton, I think, are going to start for them. Tyquan Thornton, who, I mean, if we get beat by him, they might as well leave Adoree Jackson in Kansas City.
Okay. You know, Hugh's doing that. I find it fascinating.
Yeah, it's
and
exactly
that's how
right.
You know that. Yeah. No, that's your Tobias Harris way.
Wait a minute. How is that my Weasley way?
No, because this is what you did with the Tobias Harris thing. You were secretly a Tobias Harris fan.
I just found it fascinating.
Now you're doing the same thing
man
with the acceptable
paid,
loss thing.
Ain't went to nan nair all-star game, making all-star type money.
That's congratulations, Tobias Harris.
That's pretty impressive.
And it's not. It's actually.
It really is.
You think bank robbers are hilarious?
Well,
because that's what he's robbed. He robbed the Sixers.
Well, him, Kawhi. I put Kawhi in that list because I know you heard the story about Kawhi.
Yeah, but at least he's a great player. I mean, he's getting paid for nothing. But
Kawhi was getting paid under the table.
It's a wild story. Steve Ballmer's like, nothing to see here. Don't worry about it. You know, by the way, we haven't really spoke much about on the show, but just quickly, and we'll get to the phones on this. The Sixers own future Clippers first-round picks. If that thing bottoms out and they void that contract, it could really help the Sixers.
So they won't be in purgatory as far as the picks are concerned.
Yeah, like so the Sixers own, I think they're 2027 or 28 first-round picks. So if that story that's out there, I'm sure most people have heard some bits and pieces that the Clippers may have been circumventing the salary
cap, cooking
the books to pay Kawhi more. If that turns out to be true, and I don't know what they would do, but potentially they could void that contract, and that team goes in the tank, we got those first-round picks. So that we'll keep an eye on that one as Hugh filibusters around the idea that he thinks it's an acceptable loss. I mean, all right, where does everyone come down? 215-592-9494. Elliott said this is an acceptable loss. I understand some of the logic to this will be a challenging game. But come on, the Eagles right now are the better team. And listen to Mike Quick here on the morning show. Chiefs aren't the same team they used to be.
I think KC is a team that they still are the one that everyone looks at and says that they're the best because of the quarterback, because of the head coach, because of what they've done in the past. I just don't think that they're still that team. I think they have problems on the offensive line protecting the quarterback. And, of course, now their top two weapons, they – will not have in this game, but they still have Patrick Mahomes, and he still finds a way to win. So that guy is still scary to me, but I just don't think that they are the team that they used to be and the team that we imagine that they are, because they're the Kansas City Chiefs and they won it in back-to-back years, and they are a talented bunch, but I don't think that they are the team that they were 2 years ago.
Well, they're not. I mean, that is quite clear, I think, now. They're not as great as they used to be. Ken in Cinnaminson is up. Talking a little Eagles Chiefs. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good, Ken. What's up?
On? So, Joe, I want to congratulate you because your pledge lasted exactly one day.
I know. But I it was a good point to use in this discussion, so I had to do it.
Well, then you yourself either did not take the pledge or you acknowledged that your pledge is bogus.
Well,
Super Bowl either happened last year or it's relevant to this game this week.
All right.
It can't be both.
Okay. So then, all right. I'll play along. I'll play along. Take that out of what I said 5 minutes ago. I'll go back to what I said yesterday, the pledge. I'll just base this game on what I saw last week and the rosters. Eagles are better. Not acceptable.
So there are no acceptable losses for this team in the context of they are, on paper, the best team in the NFL. So the only way this team should lose to anybody, barring some catastrophic injuries, is if they don't play well. And it's never acceptable to not play well. There's no way that they're going to lose to a team this year because that team has more talent than they do. And, of course, we know that they have the best coach in the NFL on the sidelines in Nick Sirianni. The winning percentage bears that out. So to say that there's any such thing as an acceptable loss in a 17-game schedule, when you're better than everybody on paper, is nonsense. And it's kind of, you know, I mean, that's some new age, you know, kind of in your feelings.
Yeah, millennials.
Yeah, people like Douglas over here.
Not even millennials. Millennials get too much grief for stuff.
Totally agree.
It's the younger generation, you know, the one whose parents raise every single one of them to believe that they're special and there's nobody like them in the history
of
mankind.
People like Ken.
What are we talking about?
What generation are we in now? I don't even know. What are my
Who
kids?
Who the hell knows?
I think it's like Gen Zero or something.
Zero?
Like that.
Okay.
Something like
okay, that. I'll look it up. But, I've got to find this out.
Yeah, I mean, that's just some kind of typical soft, you know, I wear different size shoes depending on whether I like them or not.
That's a shot at Elliot. That's it. Yep.
I will say, God, you know, kid, like your age demographics, y'all a little bit, some of y'all, not all y'all, not you.
Excuse me?
A little sensitive.
What are you doing? Sensitive?
A little sensitive.
You're the one that did 2 hours of cardio after a couple of you people coming.
All I know
buddy.
Is I was,
Ken, good phone
I mean,
call.
Y'all a little sensitive. Ken, they don't, like some cats don't like to, you know, have real conversation.
You know, I find it, little, I do find it
we
funny.
We do a talk show every day.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just using this as an example of.
Okay.
You know,
don't you find saying. It funny that the people who complain about other people being sensitive are the ones in the older generation?
Yeah. Well, they're sensitive.
It's a little.
No,
ironic.
We're not. We're more.
2 hours more of cardio off a YouTube comment.
Oh, no, I'm just saying. I just didn't understand it, and okay. So I made sure I did
think
the
you
cardio.
Guys,
just,
I think you guys are the sensitive ones, to be honest.
Okay. So let's. So we have the greatest generation was born 01 to 27, 1901 to 1927. The silent generation, 28 to 45. Now the baby boomers. That's the one you hear about a lot. Now, you, Q, you just missed this. 1946 to 1964.
Yeah, missed
you're not
one.
Quite a boomer. Wow. But you are Generation X, Hugh.
X generation. Yeah.
65 to 80. Then there's millennials, which
the
both Kyle and I are part of, though we're on different spectrums of it, right? It's 81 to 96. Yep.
Gotcha.
You just got into
that's
the buzzer, right?
That's a long time.
It's Gen Z, right?
Then Generation Z was 97 to 2012. Now, my kids... And Harper, they were their generation Alpha.
Alpha.
We have Alphas with your youngest and my kids.
Okay.
Apparently, 2025 onwards, we've now started Generation Beta.
Beta. Beta's not a good.
That's not a good name for a generation.
It's not
so
a
the
good
Alphas
name.
Will hover over the
yeah,
betas.
The betas. Yeah. Wow. It's not a good name.
Yeah. That's a shame for those kids. All right. 215-592-9494. We got Elliot Shore Douglas in the studio here with us. I know, Hugh, you didn't say it's acceptable. You just kind of greased the skids.
No, I was trying to get inside Elliot's head and see where he potentially was thinking.
Yeah, I just can't go into a game where they're favored and they are mostly healthy and say it's an acceptable loss. If I thought the Chiefs were clearly better, then I wouldn't say that. If the Eagles were banged up, I wouldn't say that. If it was a rest disadvantage, I wouldn't say that. None of those things are true in this game. And, you know... Even though I can't say it because of the pledge, we, you know, everyone kind of remembers what we saw last time these teams played. It's there. It's there for a lot of people. I acceptable is just too strong of a word. Is this an acceptable loss for the Eagles on Sunday? I say no. Kyle says no. We know what Hugh really feels. 215-592-9490. For more calls on this, plus, are we as Phillies fans officially hold past this whole Mets fear? I want to ask about that next because I am done with it. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, football brings out all types of emotions. You know, we hear them every day on this show because we all get in our feels when it comes to football. But you know what feels worse? When your bet doesn't hit. That feeling is a thing of the past with the Game Day Guarantee from Fanatics Sportsbook. Here's how it works.
Every single game now until October, new customers get up to $100 back in fan cash if your football bet loses. Guaranteed. And now, additionally, new customers can also get $10 back to get $100 in fan cash. If you bet $10, you get $100 back in fan cash. Think about it. If you're betting with Fanatics, you're either winning or you're winning money back in fan cash. Fan cash that can be used to buy anything from apparel, tickets, bonus bets, and more. Why risk it with other sports books when you can go with a sure thing? Every single game until October comes with a guarantee. Your old sports book, that's a thing of the past. They're out at the end of the season. Fanatics Sportsbook has your back. Go check it out yourself. Download the app today. Fanatics Sportsbook, winning hits different over here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.